Tess Zion Shvat, Thursday the 9th of February, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Tefillas Shabbos.
We have a mitzvah which is really a constant mitzvah on the Sheis Chivas, something that we have to remember every day. Remembering Shabbos. Zoche Esyem HaShabbos Likadshem. But Rishonim seem to know Shabbat, it means that every the whole week one should remember Shabbos. Rishonim discuss what's the practical application. According to Rashi, it means that when we buy something during the week, if it's something special, put it aside for Shabbos, obviously it's something which can last. Non-perishable good, but last all Shabbos. You find something else during the week nicer, you put that aside, you eat it, then you take the next thing for Shabbos. According to the Ramban, one of the ideas of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Likadshe is that every day of the week, to remember, it's part of the Shabbos cycle, and that's why before Shir Shol Yoyim we say, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, today Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. So through that, we constantly remind ourselves that there is a Shabbos. And the Yiddish week is Sunday to Shabbos, and Shabbos, and the focal point of the week is Shabbos, and everything revolves around Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah on a regular basis, on a constant basis, to remember Shabbos. As we'll soon explain, Shabbos is the focal point of our Yiddishkeit. Shabbos, from Shabbos, which should really draw inspiration of our Yiddishkeit for the whole week. We have to understand a bit more what is Shabbos. We find with Tfilas Shabbos, we find something very interesting. We find something different than Tfilah of every day, and even Tfilas Yontif. On Tfilah every day, we've got our 18 brachas, our 19 brachas now. Regular brachas Shemoneh Esrei, the first three brachas, always the same. The middle brachas are bakoshes, the last three brachas are called hoidah. On Yom Tov, all the tefillos of Yom Tov got the standard nusach. After we've said the first three brachas, ata v'chatonu, v'atiten lonu, yale v'yovei, v'lekinu, v'kevesenu, we end up Mekadosh Yisov Azman, and then the last three brachas are the same. So Musaf contains an extra paragraph, slightly different paragraph, to do with the Kabbalah of Musaf. That is the standard Musaf of Yom Tov, of all the tefillos in Yom Tov. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, every tefillah has got its own Musaf. At night we say, we speak about Friday night, we start off Atikidashti Mishrini Shmecha, and we go on to Vayichulu. The last paragraph is the same, we're saying Luchasenu. Shabbos morning, we start off Yisbach Mesh Matnas Chelkei, Bishomer Rene Yisraelis HaShabbos. Musaf is the count of Shabbos, you get back Kabonis. Mincha, Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Mikam Yisraelis HaShabbos. Again, the last paragraph is always the same, the Vakosh Ritzim Luchasenu. But all three tefillos of Shabbos are different. This kasha bothers the Rishonim. The Torah in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis discusses this problem. Why is it that with all the tefillos of Shabbos, there's a different nusach from the centerpiece of Shabbos, the centerpiece of tefillah? First and lastly, always the same, but the centerpiece of tefillah, all three tefillos are different. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos mincha. Yom Tov is always the same. So the Torah explains that there's three Shabbos in the Bria. Three special Shabbos in the Bria. There's what's called Shabbos Bereishis, the first Shabbos of creation. The Rabbein Shem started creating the world on a Sunday and finished Friday Shabbos. That's called Shabbos Bereishis. The second special Shabbos in the Bria is Shabbos of Matan Torah. Kul Alma Meida, there's a machlekes whether which day of Nisan it was. It's not Sugin Shabbos. But everyone agrees that it was a Shabbos. the Machlokes, which day of the month it was, but everyone agrees it was Shabbos. That's called the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And then there's a third special Shabbos, which is called Shabbos of the Osad Lovi. Mizmashili Shabbos. There's an interesting Ramban Agav in the beginning of Bereshis on the Parsha Vayechulu. We know that the 6 days of the week and the seventh day is Shabbos. So he says it corresponds, a day of the Rabban Shem corresponds to 1,000 years, and it refers to the six. It's a reference to the 6,000 years of the Bria. We're nearly at the end of the six thousand years, 5772. And then Elef Hashvi'i, Shabbos Yom Kippur Shabbos. So every day of creation was 24 hours. Every day of the creation corresponds to 1,000 years in the Bria. And the seventh, and the Ramban explains how Takatani is together. The Ramban in the Parsha Vayechulu, the beginning of chapter base of Bereshit. But Shabbos has got a connection with the Mishnah, and as we say, Mishnah Shabbos. So there's three special Shabbos. There's the Shabbos Bereshit, there's the Shabbos Matan Torah, the Shabbos Losanov. So he says that these three tefillahs of Shabbos correspond to the three special Shabbos. The first one is the Shabbos of Ma'is Bereshis. As we say, Ati Gedashta, Timashin Nishmecha. And as we say in the tefillah of Friday night, which corresponds to the Shabbos of Ma'is Bereshis, Ati Gedashta, Tachlis Ma'is Ma'is the right to finish creation with Shabbos. Shabbos morning we say Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelke given them cross of light. We refer to Matan Torah. That's the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Shabbos Mincha Atoyachav v'Shimchoyachav Mika Amcha Yisodgeyachav Oretz refers to the Shabbos of Lost of Love when the whole Bria will acknowledge the Rabban Yishaleinam v'Hoy Hashem Lamelech Al Kol Oretz. Refers to the Shabbos of Losad Lovay, which, as it's noted in the tefillah. So the three tefillahs of Shabbos correspond to the three special Shabbos. Let's try and understand this a bit better. And we'll see that in each Shabbos, we're really supposed to remind ourselves of all the three bechinas. And there's a Ramazim, even in the Pasha, this week's Pasha, which is the Pasha of Maaseh HaDibros, there's a Ramazim to all three Shabbos. But let's take another Nekuda, another three. We know that the Rambam sets aside Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. It's 13 tenets of faith. Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. The Sefer HaIkarim, Rabbi Yosef Elbow, one of the Kadmonim, groups them together into three. And he says that all the 13 of the Rambam can really be encapsulated into three. There's Emunah in the Rabbein Yishalayim, that's one group. There's Emunah in Teirim and Hashamayim, and Emunah Schav Einish. And he says, if you think into it, that all the 13 are really in these three groups. The first five, Ikrei Emunah, or Emunah in the Rabbein Yishalayim. See very briefly, the Rabbein Yishalayim is the Bayramanik, he does everything, he's the Yochid, Ein Guf, and he's no constitution with any limits, physical limitations. Hurishim V'achrin, Ikra Chamishis Tefillah, which is really a direct result. If I believe the Rabban Shem is the one and the only one, and the Rabban Shem is the all-powerful one, and no one else can do anything, so obviously if one daven to the Rabban Shem, so the first five of the Ikrei Emunah, that's the Emunah Mitzvah Hashem Emunah in belief of God, believing in the Rabban Shem. The next three are Teirim and Hashamayim. To believe in Teirim and Hashamayim, one has to believe in Nevuah and prophecy. Called him in the VMM, Mus Moshe Rabbeinu Isamitis, he was the Avlan VM. Everything that we have in Torah emanates, comes from the Rabbein, the Sunnah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Shalom, and says, is divine orientated, and all comes from Hashemayim. So the next four, from Vav to Tes inclusive, that's Tehman Hashemayim. The last four is Chavoinch. First two we understand very easily. The Rabban Shem know you dig Masav and Chomach Shavayim. Rabban Shem knows everything, understands everything, is aware of everything. The Rabban Shem is Goyul Teil Hashem Mitzvayisav. Chavoinch. He rewards us for anything good that we do, and he punishes for any avos that we do. What about the last two? Bias HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeis. So here the Sefer Ikkim adds something interesting. He says like this: it's obvious that this world is not the world. Because if Schar Vayinish is in this world, was a lot of kashas. The prime question is always the Tzadik V'Ra'alai, Rosh HaVetayimlai, which has bothered the Nevi'im from day one. There is a Rabbeinu Chai, then of Pashas Shmoisek, says when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the right of Omar Yosef, his question was mainly, explain me, Hanhogat Sambayda, explain me, Hanhogat Sadiwala, Rosh of Taimlai. The main answer is that this world is not the world. This world is the Eilim of Avoida, and the Eilim of Schar is the Eilim of Abo. So what we see here in this world, Schar Vainish, what we see, good people suffering, and a lot of good people suffering. And we see people Rishoyim are successful because this world is not the main world. So one has to believe in Tchias HaMeisim, one has to believe in Bias HaMashiach, the ultimate tachlis of everything. So in other words, in order to be ma'amin in Schav HaEinish, one has to have an emunah in Bias HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. Says the Sefer Ikkim, if so, all the 13 can really be regrouped together into three main groups. Emun in the Rabbeinu Shalayla, Emun in the Torah Shemayim, Schava Inish. Agav, the Sefer Ikkim says, the raya that these three are Yusaydus Emunah and they're so important, he even ties it into Malchus Chen Shefus, which is beyond today's discussion. Today's Shia, Malchus Chen Shefus, at the beginning of the year, we miyasid ourselves, we base ourselves on Ikre Emunah. And a Yid wants to start off the year with all these sayings in Emunah. So the long Shemana Esther Rosh Hashanah. So he says the Malchus Chen Shavuos also correspond to these three. Not in the same order. Malchus the Emunah and the Rabbeinu Shalela, the Chen is the Schava Enish, and Shavuos is the Tevil HaShamayim, as the whole start is out in the grace. So obviously it requires a deeper discussion. It's a broader subject. But as is Israel, that these three of these sayings in Emunah. So I once saw, there's a very chosh v'seif on Shabbos, Yalkut Lekachtev on Shabbos, a lot of good chosh v'mamorim there. So they quote a maimer that one of the mashkichim of pre-war explained that these three nekudas of Shabbos are that on Shabbos, these three Shabboses correspond to these three yisaydus in Emunah. Every Shabbos, a person should be mechazik himself in Emunah, in the Yisrael Emunah. Shabbos is our basis of our Emunah. We don't just not work for the sake of not working. Shabbos is there as so something positive to be mechazik in the Yisrael Emunah. So these three tefillahs of Shabbos correspond to these three Yisraelites. Friday night, where we the first tefillah of Shabbos is about is Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis that the Benjamin's Machadish the world. When Mitzrayim, we saw all these sayings of Emunah. We witnessed it ourselves. There's the Shabbos of Matan Torah, which is Torah and Hashemayim, and the Shabbos of Lossed Lava, that's Chava Einish, because the ultimate Chava Einish in the time Lossed Lava. In this world, as we've just explained, one needs Bias HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. Oylem Abor, the Yom Shikuli Shabbos, the Oylem Abor. Well, that will be the end of all the Cheshbeinus, and the true Cheshbeinus of Schar Vayinish will be in the Oylem HaNetzach. So one has to believe in Oylem Abor. So the three Tefillahs of Shabbos correspond to the three Shabboses, but the significance of the three Shabboses are that these three Shabboses really represent and remind us and the Mechazakas and the three Yisaydus Nemunah. Explaining this, perhaps things which perhaps more negay la maisa. We live in the Eidim HaMaisa, and we want to take some chizuk. And if this is one of the things that we have to remind ourselves every day, Zochas Yerushalayim Lekadosh, to be mechazik ourselves in the Yisodos HaEmunah. The first one, going back to Friday night, is the Shabbos Maisa Bereishis. Maisa, the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Boire. Let's take the first one of the Ikrei Emunah. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Boire Mani L'chol HaBruyim. And as we have to believe that the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't just create the world then and let it, and it runs of its own accord. The whole day and every day, and the whole day, every rega, is present tense. The Rabbeinu Shalom makes yitzah meiros. The Rabbeinu Shalom is constantly creating. When we don't do malach on Shabbos, it's not a day of rest. We're supposed to remind ourselves that the Rabbeinu Shalom is one that does. So we switch off one day a year, one day a week. One day a week we switch off from doing any constructive malach. There's a gewaltige hagdora definition from Sham Shom Fol Hish. What constitutes the malacha? How do you define a malacha working on Shabbos? Al pidin, you can work physical labor on Shabbos. You're moving flats, you're moving houses, one floor to another, from one house to another, as long as there's no shali from Neitzor. You can work hard. It's not the spirit of Shabbos. We haven't gone to go. You haven't transgressed the letter of the law. Shabbos is for something better than that. You switch a light on Shabbos, might be more than one malacha d'oraisa. There's no physical labor involved. You might go through a ray and break something, break a circuit, without going to the shailas now, what malacha is involved. You can be over malacha Shabbos without any physical labor at all. It's what constitutes a malacha. So Rav Hirsch says a malacha means I construct something. I make something. Moving, carrying, doesn't constitute me. I'm not constructing anything new. Even Hoytzor, Chazal said to malacha gerua. It's a more inferior type of malacha. I'm not making something new. So the yisayid of malacha, the hagdol, the definition of malacha is doing something new, constructing something. So the idea in Shabbos is that one day a week, switch off, don't do anything that you can feel, and say to yourself and think to yourself, I'm doing something. Because there's only one person that does. If someone internalizes this idea that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Yotzer, so the rat race of life, I can relax. I've got to do my ishtadlus. But I cannot be talking that Rabbeinu Shalom is going to look after me, because he is the one that does everything. The switching off from work Shabbos is a chizuk, not just in emunah and belief that the Rabbeinu Shalom does, but in this practical application of bitochen. Bitochen, again, a different subject, a subject which really needs more clarification. Bitochen chayus avodas defines bitochen being menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind. I'm relaxed, I'm not worried. It's a very big sipun in Heintike Parsha, in the Parsha of Shabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshes, the Rishayin in China explain, in what way do I remember the whole week that it's Shabbos? So the sipun says, Pshat, when you're doing something on Shabbos, don't start a job in the middle of the week, that when it comes to Shabbos you can't switch off. We're not just talking about switching off, but not doing something, but switch off, worrying about it. On Shabbos we say, Shabbos Mincha we say, Menuchas Sholem V'Shalva, V'Ashkev V'Vetach. In every Bich Samozner Shabbos we say, Shalei Seitzor V'Yogim V'Yim Menuchasayim. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Tzor V'Yogim doesn't just mean nothing should happen on Shabbos. On Shabbos we shouldn't worry. There might be problems which disturb us the whole week. When it comes to Shabbos you switch off, I don't worry, I'm in good hands. Zochas Yom HaShabbos, keep during the week. Don't forget, don't lose sight of Shabbos. Lekadosh, that when it comes to Shabbos, you'll be able to switch off and not worry. Shabbos Miris, we say, Hirhurim Mutor, you're allowed to think about. You're not allowed to think about Dvorim Asurim, you're not allowed to think. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, you're allowed to think, you can't worry. 6 days a week you're allowed to work. Says Rashi, when it comes to Shabbos, you mustn't worry about work. You mustn't worry about anything. You're in Shabbos. Here is mutter, the daiger is also. Why? Because Shabbos teaches us b'tochem. If we live a Shabbos, and we live with Shabbos, and the whole week we constantly remind ourselves about the chizuk of Shabbos, the yisoyis v'emunah of Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, we don't worry. Shabbos has got the school of the menuchas. Shabbos isn't just a negative thing, I just don't work. It's a bria of menuchas, it's a creation of bria. It's a relaxation, I'm going into a mode. I'm going through a day where the day has got a school. There's a special ketushas hayayim that helps me be relaxed, helps me be at peace with myself. Shalom shalash kevetach, which is the same as bitochen. That's all based on the Shabbos of Shabbos of my separations. The second Shabbos, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, is supposed to remind ourselves that what we're here for. The focus of our lives should be Torah mitzvahs. That's why we were created, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Why were we created? In what way are we a chosen nation? We've been given the Torah. Shabbos is supposed to be used for learning. V'yehem Hashem Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, also now Parasha. Shabbos is there, L'Hashem Elokecha, to be used for service of God, for the Rabbi Yishalaya. Tefillah, Torah. We're allowed to sleep in Shabbos and it's covered in our own Shabbos. We mustn't lose sight of what Shabbos is really there for. Shabbos is there to help us to connect ourselves to the Rabbi Yishalaya again. L'Hashem Elokecha. Ad kedei kach, there's a Rabbeinu B'chai, that the Pasuk says in Novi, Pasuk in Yishai, v'karos al Shabbos Oynik, which is the Mekor for Oynik Shabbos. So he says that the main Oynik, he's not taking our children away from us, or whatever delicacies we have for Shabbos. We have to show in a physical way that Shabbos is special. That's why we wear special clothes and special food. We say in Shabbos Musaf, those that are Ma'anik Shabbos. So the Gaon says a very incisive word. Chazal tells us, so the Gaon says it doesn't say a person's Ma'anik himself on Shabbos. He's Ma'anik Shabbos. Man Geha, I want to show that Shabbos is special. In the physical world, how do I show that Shabbos is special? Special clothes, I'm more relaxed, special food, to show that Shabbos is special. Now, Agav, perhaps contrary to what one normally thinks, the main mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is during the day, not at night. If one has something special, one needs it for the morning of it. One doesn't have it Friday night. A lot of people have Friday night meal, Shabbos morning. It's something to do, or I have to eat, there's something to do between davening all the kedushim and bed. Kovod Yom is odif in halacha. But what's the main purpose of Shabbos? Cross on Shabbos Einik, Sir Rabbeinu B'chai says, the main Einik is Einik and Foshes. Dovid HaMelech said, Mo'ahavti Torah Secha. I love your Torah, Kol Hayom Yisichosi Hayom, the definite day, the Hayom, the Hay, the special day of the week. On the special day of the week, Shabbos, I concentrate on learning. David was Melech. David learned during the week as well. Hayayin Yisichosi. Shabbos is the day of the week. So the Torah tells us, V'yimashi Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha. And one of the reasons that we're freed from work is in order to be able to concentrate more on Ruchnitz. Shabbos has got a special bracha. V'yimashi Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha. V'yimashi Shabbos V'yimashi The broch of Shabbos is I don't have to work. There's a taich from the Siach Yitzchok, the Siddur Agro. Birchas Hashem Itashir. The broch of the Rebbeinu creates riches. There's no Beinim Otsif. Shabbos was given the broch before the Klolah, that Adam Rishon, mankind got the Klolah of Zesapech Teich Alechem. So Shabbos is not part of this Klolah of Zesapech Teich Alechem. Shabbos, the Rebbeinu looks after us on Shabbos, if we spend Shabbos in the right way. So Shabbos is there, L'Hashem Elokecha, don't lose sight of the second Shabbos, Shabbos morning. We speak about Matan Torah, because that's the ultimate tachlis of the Bria, and that's why we were created, and that's what Shabbos is made for, that on Shabbos we work, on Shabbos we've got time to relax, on Shabbos we've got time to learn. The third Shabbos is the Shabbos of L'Osid Lovay. There's an interesting vort. Al kim beirach Hashem is yom Shabbos vayikadshei. So Rashi says, and Rashi says it in Vayichula as well. What's a vayikadshei? That first of all, that on Friday we got a double portion of mon, and that the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Like that's part of Tush Shabbos, mon didn't fall. The Rebbeinu could have made a nes like some tzaddikim was zeicher to every day. The mon fell inside the house. The mon could have fallen on Shabbos. The mon could have fallen inside the house, ready cooked, delivery from heaven. No malachas involved at all. So why couldn't the Rebbeinu do that? No problem. So I saw a pshat. So again, the Siach Yitzchak until the Shabbos. He says we're trying to. There is the zeich of the Shabbos loss of lovay. Loss of lovay will be ayin horuchim. So we're trying savado. We've got to eat on Shabbos, and as we've just said, there's a kovayin on Shabbos. But by the fact that the Rebbeinu didn't say mon, it's reminding us of this Shabbos, this third Shabbos, this third concept of Shabbos, the Shabbos loss of lovay, where there will be no achila b'shtia. Tzadikim yoyishvim at the same Hashem and enemies of Ashkina. Shabbos is called Me'en Olam Habo. Shabbos, we can experience a bit of a taste of Olam Habo. If someone spends Shabbos the right way, if during the week we prepare ourselves for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, I've got time a bit to relax a few minutes before Shabbos comes in to prepare myself, and there's a special tilluf Kabbalah Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we spend the day in the right way. Then we can start being magish with the Neshama Yaseira, what Shabbos is all about, and we spend Shabbos in the right way. So then we can have a taste of a man, of Shabbos in Ma'abot. Then, as we explained earlier, will be the culmination of all the Cheshbonos and the Bria of the Ra'an Toiv, and then we'll see the Schad that Tzadik can get. So all the three ideas of Shabbos all tie in together. Shabbos is a special day that so many Yisodos of Emunah. We've tried to cover a few topics within the few minutes that we have. But Shabbos is the basis of our Emunah. Shabbos is the basis of our Bitochen, our peace of mind. So Meshechochme in Pashas Ekev. For me, it was a new idea which I came across. I saw quoted this week, so I looked it up in the middle of Akev. Not Yisrael, not Bereishis, not Veschan, in the middle of Akev on the Possible Sidbok. A goy wasn't given Shabbos. Shabbos has got this element as well of Zechel Yitzis Mitzrayim. Because in Yitzis Mitzrayim, we saw the Hashgoch of the Rabbi Shlomo. We saw the fact that Rabbi Shlomo looks after Klal Yisrael. When was Shabbos given? Shabbos was given in Midbar Morah. Where they actually kept Shabbos or they started learning Shabbos as a debate. On a Shabbos, in the middle, when the Rabbi Shem saw that Klal Yisrael were mukhen to go out into a midbar, so Chati v'ches in the Reich Avos Pulisar left the Chacha v'midbar Esla Yisrua, and Klal Yisrael had that faith and confidence in the Rabbi Shem to do that. The Rabbi Shem give you Shabbos. You in the business world know more than I do that what a lot of people claim Shabbos is the best day of the week for business. A goy, one can never expect him on a regular basis, a commitment, never to work for that 24 hours. It requires a gvaltiga dag of bitochen. A goy might believe the Rebbeinu created the world, but this level of bitochen that you can't expect from a goy. A goy wasn't given Shabbos. That's the element of the Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim. Remind ourselves in the Hashgocha process of Mitzrayim. Shabbos was given straight after Yitzis Mitzrayim, even before Matan Torah, in Morah, in Midbar. Because when the Rebbeinu Shem saw that Klal Yisrael showed as a show of confidence in the Rebbeinu Shem, so to speak, then the Rebbeinu Shem gave him Shabbos. So when we daven on Shabbos, there's the three tillers of Shabbos to remind us of these three Shabboses. The whole week we're supposed to constantly remind ourselves about Zochas Yom Shabbos LeKadshei, to remind ourselves all the different aspects of Shabbos. So really when we say in the morning, Ayim Yishen Yom Shabbos, Chamish Yom Shabbos, what is Shabbos? It's supposed to trigger off in our minds if on Shabbos we concentrate on these three pillars, which are really the pillars of the Yisodos of Emunah. Then when it comes to during the week, we constantly remind ourselves that we live a different life the whole week. The Rebbeinu should help us that the brocha of Shabbos, you cross Shabbos l'chuv on el rukim v'kei abrocha, that the Rebbeinu should give us all this brocha of Shabbos. The whole week we look forward to Shabbos, and after Shabbos we draw on what we've had out of a Shabbos. And if we live our lives a Shabbos to Kiyid the whole week, then we'll be v'zeicha to the full bracha of Shabbos. Amen. So the Shabbos loss of Amen.